down the highways sharing the road with all of us. You know, it's absolutely heartbreaking when you hear stories, you know, about somebody who was killed. I was listening to the story about the garbage truck, and you know, my heart goes out to, you know, not just the family of that little girl. You know, it's absolutely heartbreaking to lose a child, you know, and to her friend, but you know, also for that truck driver. I mean, that's something that truck driver is going to be living with every day for the rest of his life. So, you know, you have to go in there knowing that it's not an easy job. It's one that is tremendously serious. We need people who have that mindset for safety and, you know, who aren't going to make a risky decision when they're out there on the road. So it really does take a special type of person to be able to move that truck and to move 72% of the freight in this country and 95% of Nevada. So I thank every single one of them, the men and women that are out there every day doing it, that have the skills, that have that mindset towards safety. If you have that, considering a job in trucking, it's a great career.
Let me just ask you, have you gotten the phone call yet? I've been sitting by the phone all day trying to find out if I'm one of the people selected to possibly win $1 million in the Vax Nevada days. And my phone has not rung. Has yours?
No, nope. And I'm not expecting it to, buddy.
Damn. Okay. Well, maybe next time around. Hey, Paul, it's always good, man, to visit with you and to pick your brain. There's so much else to talk about. I know you're busy, we're busy, but we'll get together again soon, I promise, okay?
Hey, always good talking to you, Kevin, and your listeners. Good health and Godspeed, my friend.
Thank you very much. That's Paul Enos, the CEO of Nevada Trucking Association. Really good guy, and he knows so much about so much stuff. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Coming up on 4:30 as we check out our traffic cams right now. We are getting some slow flows as you try to work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15. You're averaging about 40 miles per hour. You'll touch the brakes there northbound at Sahara, south at Owens. We're still sluggish downtown because it's a bottleneck. Four lanes become two right there at the 515. And the 15 interchange. So you're very slow from 515 eastbound at Main Street all the way out to Eastern. And that's where the slowness begins on the west side, too, at Eastern, where four lanes become two. So give yourself some extra time to squeeze through the 515.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The Raiders continue to make some roster tweaks as wide receiver Marcel Aitman, who caught two passes and 45 yards with a touchdown in last weekend's game against the Rams. He did not do enough, evidently, to keep a job. He has been placed on waivers, one of three moves that the Raiders made to get down to the 80-man limit. They also placed linebacker Darren Lee on injured reserve, and defensive tackle Darius Stills was waived with an injury designation. Las Vegas Aces basketball, they lose to Connecticut yesterday 76-62. They could have clinched a playoff spot with a victory. These two teams could play again in the postseason. The Aces play again tomorrow in Atlanta.
This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
KCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, in case you missed the traffic report earlier, yes, we do have a bottleneck working for us downtown at the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 eastbound at Main Street. Also, expect some slowing on the west side, 515 westbound at Eastern. There's only two lanes available as you work your way through there. There's backups on that transition lane, too. If you're merging over from Interstate 15 north to 515 eastbound, very, very sluggish as you work your way through there. More of Live and Local coming up next.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I think the machines have taken over the radio station. That's what I think has happened. We got computers firing music and stingers and all kinds of other stuff. It's been a unique day. I'll just put it that way. I promised earlier I would let you hear Kevin McCarthy, who absolutely at a news conference yesterday went after Nancy Pelosi after a day of what can best be determined to be Democrat wins in the House. The two infrastructure bills, H.R. 4, the election reform bill, and so much more that went down. They literally voted to spend $1.2 trillion and $3.5 trillion. That is unbelievable. That's $4.7 trillion, I think it is. And many people believe that the actual cost will be much more than that. But this was Kevin McCarthy. This is cut number three, going after Speaker Nancy Pelosi in a very big way on a day of Democratic wins in the House. Here it is.
Speaker Pelosi actually said, "Today is a great day of pride for our country and Democrats. Today is a great day of pride for our country and our Democrats." Let me be very clear, it is not. It's an embarrassing day for our nation. We are 3 weeks away from the 20th anniversary of 9/11. And this is what history will write. This is what you did with your majority. This is what you controlled. This is what you made sure you would not release the floor for the idea that Americans can find out how many are stuck in Afghanistan or how they're going to get home. I hope you're proud of that. Because this is what your leadership has done. This is what your leadership worked on. This is what the power of the twisting of the arm has delivered. The United States of America is not going to let terrorists dictate when and how we get Americans out. I firmly believe what has been said many times, and especially by Abraham Lincoln, government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from earth. If you believe that too and you are watching, I ask that you pick up your phones and you call. Especially if you're a Democrat, because I do not think the leadership here represents you with what they're asking for. I know your love of this country. I know the thousands upon thousands of Democrats who served their nation, who served in Afghanistan. I know those who Americans are in Afghanistan are not just of one party. I would like to see both parties work on the issue, what's really before us. Can you not put politics aside? Can you not care for one moment that you can rig an election to get elected? Can you not care about making government so large that you're going to bring more inflation and trillions of dollars? That's what you spent last night on. That's what you spent the whole time on. That's what you brought us in for. That's what you closed the briefing on. That we couldn't ask any more questions. Time is up. That's what you're fighting so hard. That a veteran that served his country asked for a previous question to simply say, we can get a report of how many Americans are still there. And that we do not pick a date when we get out until every American is out. But I heard the leadership on the other side said, we cannot do that. We have to change the election law. We have to spend $5 trillion. This is what we came back for in a special session. This is what our mission is.
Yeah, Kevin McCarthy. I love Kevin McCarthy from California, and I'll just say it. He is the. I think he's going to be the next speaker, and I think he'll be a good speaker. There's only a 7-vote margin right now in the House of Representatives, and those numbers are going to be changing very, very soon. In fact, the midterm elections will probably take the gavel out of Nancy Pelosi's hand. We'll probably retire her. I'm just guessing. I don't think she'll serve in the minority. And my guess is she will not come back. But we'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Don't forget, Mayor John Lee from North Las Vegas will join us. His is such an amazing story, what he has done for that community. Taking them out of the throngs of what many said was going to be insolvency and, paying down debt and closing jails and doing okay. He had to do some really serious stuff. But he's got North Las Vegas pointed in the right direction. And now he is running for governor. He wants to do for the entire state what he's done for North Las Vegas. We'll talk with him coming up after 5 o'clock. Stay with us. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
What if every Nevadan listening to this radio message who has gotten the COVID-19 vaccine convinced just one friend or family member in Nevada to get vaccinated? And what if those Nevadans then did the same thing? we'd be back to normal in no time. It's safe, free, and easy, with no ID or proof of insurance necessary. It's not too late, until it is. Learn more at nvcovidfighter.org.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit hammondfornevada.com/COVID-19. That's hammondfornevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ News Flash, proudly sponsored by DeCastroVerde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastroVerde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
The COVID-19 pandemic is scary. It's changing the way our children are growing up. It's important to talk to our kids how they're feeling about what's going on. From toddler to high school, there are resources to help. Visit nvhealthresponse.nv.gov for more resources to help your family cope with the issues facing families amid the pandemic. Sponsored by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Nevada Division of Emergency Management, and your local emergency manager's office. Aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
A unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio that's right for Las Vegas. Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Great to have you with us on this Wednesday edition of Live and Local. Coming up at the top of the hour, Mayor John Lee of North Las Vegas, candidate for governor. And we'll get his spin on what's going on, not just here in Southern Nevada, but across the state of Nevada, as that is going to be a tightly contested primary. But I'll be honest with you, I think we are blessed that we have some people who I think would be so much better at being governor than this governor, Steve Sisolak. I honestly believe that to the core of my being. Who will end up winning? I don't know yet. I think they're all very good people, all honorable people, and there are some people I don't know that are ready to jump into this race, and I think it could end up being very, very crowded. I hope it doesn't. I really hope that we can gather around a consensus candidate. That was what Mark Hutchison did. Mark Hutchison, I think, did a really noble thing. He could have run for governor, but he chose not to. And he had told us on this show. He says, I think we should form a consensus around one candidate and not have a big, huge, expensive primary. But it looks like we're going to have a big, huge, expensive primary. Sorry about that, but we are. Tucker Carlson always comes up with something fascinating. And last night he called out Nancy Pelosi for a Napa fundraiser. And it really does. I mean, the audacity of these people is incredible. These people are, they just don't have a conscience. But let's go to Cut 5 real quick, see if we can squeeze this in. This is Tucker Carlson last night calling out Nancy Pelosi for that Napa fundraiser that was just amazing. Listen to this.
It's pretty clear at this point that Nancy Pelosi, our chief COVID enforcer, doesn't believe a word she says about the virus. Now, Pelosi is 81 years old. That's deep in the risk range for coronavirus. She's standing at a crowded event in Napa, which, according to the Biden administration's color-coded map of the country, is one of the riskiest places in America for coronavirus transmission. And yet Pelosi is not social distancing. She's not wearing a face shield. She doesn't even have a mask on. Why is that? Well, clearly she understands she's not in danger. And since there are no Republicans present, she has no reason to pretend otherwise. As a reminder, here's what Nancy Pelosi sounds like when she's back in Washington.
Members and staff will be required to wear masks at all times.
This is a mask from all over the country. I'm getting these masks.
Real men wear masks, and these masks are essentially important. The chair views the failure to wear a mask as a serious breach of decorum.
I have no advice for them, except when they come here, they have to wear a mask.
But in any case, I'm a big believer in wearing the mask and not sharing any, shall we say, air unnecessarily.
Yeah. So the real justification for mask mandates was right in the middle of that montage of clips. Quote, failure to wear a mask is a serious breach of decorum, Nancy Pelosi says. And she means it. And that's why in Napa, her little brown servants wear masks as they bring her wine. Decorum demands that they do. If there has ever been a clear window into their plans, into the society they are trying to build now, we're not aware of it. Our formerly middle-class nation now has a surf class, and they're the ones wearing the masks. They're the ones being forced to take drugs they don't want. They're the ones being told not to communicate with one another except through the digital channels the party controls. Social distance. We now have two groups of Americans, not a broad middle. We have the favored and the unfavored. We have the saved and the damned. We have the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. That is exactly how the architects of all of this see the country.
Tucker Carlson always hits it right out of the ballpark. And so it was last night. A little bit later on, I'll let you hear from Sean Hannity, because he did a piece last night that I thought was absolutely brilliant. And it was about the mixed messages that are going on when it comes to Afghanistan and how it will ultimately cost lives. Now, I don't know what's going to happen on August 31st. I am assuming the president is, we'll take him at his word, that August 31st is it. And anybody after that is on their own. That has not been said, but it's been expressed. And simply put, this is going to be something where I think people are going to die. They're going to be tortured. They're going to be beheaded. They're going to be stoned to death. And there's not going to be anything we can do except weep for these people. I have a really bad feeling about the final days, when there's going to be a desperation on the part of the Taliban to get us out. The people, our allies, who are not on the inside of the fence of that airport in Kabul. And it's going to be ugly. And people are going to die needlessly. And already, Lindsey Graham is saying we need to start talking about impeachment of President Biden. That he has hurt the national security of our country. But more than that, our image around the world. And the president came out the other day and said, no. I talked to Angela Merkel. She's squarely in our corner. Boris Johnson, Angela Merkel. All of these people, no, there's no stain on America. Mr. President, take a look around you. That is incredible. I hate this because, you know, while this is a political issue back home here in America, the fact is there it's life and death, with the accent on death, because that's just around the corner. It's going to happen. And by the way, that's assuming ISIS-K goes away. And I don't think they will. I just don't think they're going to go away. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Don't forget, coming up top of the hour, very excited to have Mayor John Leon, the mayor of North Las Vegas, and a GOP candidate for governor. This is going to be an exciting time between now and the midterms. This is going to be an exciting time. And we're going to be here every step of the way. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Politics is broken. It doesn't take much to see the way partisan politics so often put the priorities of the political class ahead of those of everyday Nevadans. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. Politics have failed Nevadans for far too long, with both Republicans and Democrats letting down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. Isn't it time we start putting ideas, started putting policy ahead of the politics and the politicians? Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn how we're doing just that. As a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization, Nevada Policy has put ideas over politics for the last 30 years. And moving forward, free market, pro-liberty solutions, regardless of the political landscape. Partner with us at NevadaPolicy.org and help us build a movement that focuses on the ideas that will make a difference. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Okay, call me stubborn. For the last few years, I've been asking friends, family, and even business associates to repeat what they were saying. Huh? What? Excuse me? All became a major part of conversations. I knew I had hearing loss, but I put it off. It wasn't until several friends urged me to get checked that I finally gave in. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. Now they've even hooked me up to my smartphone so I can make calls anywhere. It's like night and day. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. The number, 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, the polling, and I mentioned this earlier with Chuck Muth, and it's interesting. The poll notes, this is a new poll out from CBS. And it finds that 44% of Americans believe the withdrawal has gone very badly. 30% believe the withdrawal went somewhat badly. So either somewhat badly or really badly, That's 74% of America. I mean, everybody believes that. This